In all of the wonderful incarnations of the Supreme Lord, the principal incarnations, we find that Balarama is present as Narayan. Balarama appears as Shankarachan Cheshanag. He becomes the Lord's bed. Lakshmi is massaging his feet and Balarama is his bed, his resting place. In the avatar of Sri Ramchandra, Balaramji appears as his younger brother, Lakshman. And what was Lakshman's constant meditation? Simply to be the servant of Ram, always wanting to serve. He was so anxious to serve that he was doing all the service. It is described of how Sita Devi, when she married Ram, she came back to Ayodhya and she wanted to have nice, intimate, confidential Leela with Ram and do nice services for him. But wherever she was, Lakshman was right there. He was just guarding Ram with his bow and arrow, and anything Ram needed, he was just, before he could even think of what he needed, Lakshman anticipated it and had it right there. And Sita was thinking that, you know, what is this? I cannot even be alone with my husband. I have nothing to do for him. This Lakshman is doing everything. So she approached Ram and she told him that, Sri Ram, please, maybe you can ask Lakshman to do something else and go somewhere else for some time. And Ram was thinking, how can I do that? If I take Sita's side, Lakshman will be angry. If I take Lakshman's side, Sita will be angry. So I cannot make a decision in this regard. So let us take this matter to our Gurudev Vishishtamuni. He will. This is the function of a guru, to make decisions that nobody else likes to make. It's not an easy job. So Ram and Lakshman and Sita all came together before Vashishtamuni. Ram said, everyone, both of you, tell Vashishtamuni what is your problem. Sita said that when I married Sri Ram in Mithila, I took a vow that I would serve him 24 hours a day. I would never leave him. I would always be in his service. But I can't even keep my vow because as Lakshman, he's doing everything. And Lakshman, he said, from the day I was born, I was serving Ram like this. This is all I know. I have nothing else in my life. How can she take away my service? So Vashishtamuni, he had to try to satisfy everyone. So he expertly explained that whenever Ram is at home in his private chambers, Sita should be in charge of all services. And whenever he leaves his home and he goes out to fight battles or he goes to the state house, then Lakshman should always be there at his service. So Sita was very happy, but Lakshman was not happy at all. Because this is Balaramji, this is Lakshman. Just simply no other purpose to his existence except pleasing Sri Ram and serving Sri Ram. Lakshman loved Sita as much as he loved Ram. She was the mother of his life. She was the goddess of his life. And as the younger brother of Ram, Lakshman had to constantly carry out his orders. And Ram gave him very difficult orders. One time, Ram told Lakshman that we are in the forest of Dandakaranya. Sita wants me to catch this golden deer. You must stay here and take care of her. Yes, I am your obedient servant. I will stay and I will guard Sita. So Ram went, and you know the story, how Ram shot his arrow in this deer, knowing ultimately that he was an asura. And the deer, who was the demon Maricha, he called out, Lakshman, help me, Lakshman, help me. And Sita said, Lakshman, Ram's in trouble, go help him. Lakshman said, Ram is not in trouble. Who can harm Ram? She said, no, he is in trouble, go, go, go. said, but he's given me an order. He ordered me not to leave you. I must stay here. She said, you just want to see Ram in trouble. You want to see him dead so that you can enjoy me. And when Lakshman heard this, he said, no, not like that, not like that. And then she said, well, go help him. So he went to help him. And when he went, Ravana came and stole Sita away. And then Ram and Lakshman came back. Ram said, why did you leave Sita? You know there's no danger. He said, but what can I do? Then they came back and Sita was gone. Ram said, Lakshman, see what you have done? I was just trying to follow your orders. I told you to stay. Sita told me to go. Being a servant is not always an easy thing. Sometimes our brahmacharis, one authority gives you one instruction and another authority gives you another instruction. You wonder what to do. But even God has that problem. So why do you think you shouldn't have that problem? Lakshman is God. So you should be grateful to follow in his footsteps. Another time, Sita, after they destroyed Ravana's army, she was brought back from Sri Lanka to Rameshwaram. They had her on a palanquin. They were bringing her back to Ram on a palanquin. Ram sees Sita on a palanquin. Ram says, tell Sita she shouldn't be on a palanquin, she should be walking. She's the goddess of fortune. She's the mother of my life. I should tell her to walk. Ram said, tell her to walk. So Lakshman goes, Sita Devi, you have to get off your palanquin and walk. She got off and walked. She didn't mind, but it was very painful for Lakshman to have to say this. And then she comes before Ram after almost a year of separation. You can imagine this grand reunion between Sita and Ram. And what does Ram do? He says to Lakshman, I cannot take this woman back. She has been with another man. And Sita, when she hears this, she just starts to weep. She starts to cry. She says, Ram, if I knew you were going to deal with me like this, why didn't you tell me this a year ago? There wouldn't have had to been this big bloody war with so many millions of people killed. I would have committed suicide last year if I knew you didn't want me back. There's no point in me living anymore. Lakshman, she said, I want you to collect wood and make a funeral pyre and light it. I'm going to enter into the funeral pyre. Lakshman says, wow, you want me to start a funeral pyre so you could walk into? She said, yes. And he looked at Ram and said, Ram, you don't want her to do this, do you? Ram just, go ahead. While he's collecting this wood, he's like, he's weeping, he's crying, he's in utter distress that he has to be a part of this Leela. So he builds a funeral pyre and he lights it. No, he builds it first, and then Sita stands right on the wood and she says, Lakshman, light it. And he looks at Ram. Ram, you don't want me to light it, do you? Ram says, light it. So you can imagine, he's trying to be a good servant. He lights it. And then, of course, we know that when he lit it, Agnidev proved the utter chastity of Sita. And then she was proven chaste by the fire, and then she came back and was accepted by Ram. A few years later, there's some needless gossip that, why this Ram? He's allowing an unchaste woman to live in his house. A man was arguing with his wife. Said, you expect me to be so foolish as Ram to have an unchaste woman like you live in my house? So when Ram heard this, he was thinking, for the dignity of the kingdom, there can be no suspicion about me. So he told Lakshman, I want you not to say anything to Sita, but to take her on your chariot and bring her into the jungle and banish her. bring her to the ashram of Valmiki Muni, leave her there. Tell her you're just going to take her on a vacation. She always likes to visit big saints. She always likes to go to the forest. Tell her you're taking her on a vacation. Leave her there, come back. She's banished for life. When she gets there, then you have to tell her. Lakshman was, I have to do this now? What a servant he was. It was breaking his heart. Here he was, driving Sita in the chariot, knowing that she was going to be banished from her beloved Ram for the rest of her life. And as he was driving the chariot, tears were flowing from his eyes. He was weeping and crying. And Sita just looked at him. Lakshman, what's wrong with you? What are you crying? We're just going on a nice excursion to the forest to visit Valmiki Rishi. It's a pleasurable experience. Why are you crying? And she could understand. Lakshman had to tell her that I'm taking you because Ram does not want you anymore. I'm taking you for lifelong banishment to the forest. And Sita, with a heavy heart, tears flowing from her eyes, she simply said, if that is the will of my Lord Ram, then let me be banished. If that is how I can best serve him and please him, let me be banished. This was the love of Sita Devi. As he was driving Sita to the forest to be banished for life, he made a vow. I'm never going to be the younger brother again. Too much trouble, too much surrender. Next incarnation, I am going to be Ram's older brother. So he appeared as Balaram, older brother. And then, if Krishna told him to do something and he liked it, he would do it. If he didn't like it, he would just take the role of Vatsalya Ras as a parent and say, Krishna, I'm sorry, but not like that. Balaram in Vrindavan is called upon by the name of Dauji. Dauji means the older brother. But we must understand that all of these wonderful, beautiful leelas, they are all orchestrated for the pleasure of the Lord. In the spiritual world, there is infinite variegatedness. And all of that variegatedness is simply expressions of the love of Krishna for his devotee and the love of the devotees for Krishna.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.